Power 98.7 podcast. Tweet Apelele at Miss Apelele.
It is 16 minutes before 3 o'clock. Power Lunch on Power 987. Just a little bit of time left for us to squeeze in our last conversation of the day. And we're talking married in community of debt. Why the black man will forever be broke. Editor of online magazine Genius Levels, Kagiso Maluma, joining us on the line. And he'll be talking to us in depth about this thought-provoking piece that he put together, as it speaks to how overburdened the black person or the black man is and why we'll forever be broke. Kagiso, hello and welcome to Power Lunch.
Oh, man, thank you very much for having me, eh?
An absolute pleasure. So you think the black man is overburdened. How so?
The thing is, like, we like having the best of both worlds, and we kind of are not proud of our identity in a sense of, in the article, I do mention that, like, you know, besides the traditional wedding scenario, we also fall into place with the white wedding. And what that does is, because you're trying to have the best of both worlds, you're carrying a lot of costs. What else if you were to just have one, being the African way, the African wedding, you didn't care lesser costs in that case.
And you actually detail in your piece, you know, just the issues of lobola and how they come into play. And also, you know, the traditional weddings, the white weddings after that, the engagement ring, the black tax element of it, and just how heavy a burden it is that we have to carry as a black people.
Very true. I mentioned in the article, basically, I paint three scenarios, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, in the past, how it used to be, we used to have the traditional wedding, right? And that, let's say, put a fictitious figure to it. Say you pay lobola, and then for the traditional wedding itself, let's just put it at a fictitious figure of about 100,000 rand.
Yeah.
So that was okay in the past. It wasn't that bad.
Mm.
And then the second scenario, it's the white wedding scenario, where we buy engagement rings. We have to rent out, like, the tents, the venue. And let's say that costs you about 150,000 rand, because it's more fancy, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we went and be like, we're not really, really that happy with what we have. So why not try match the two? So why not have a traditional wedding and a white wedding? Because we want to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But then what that does is that 100,000 adds up with that 150,000, and then now you sit to me 250,000, which is a better on the black man, because we are a growing community. We're very young at heart. You know? To be trying to generate wealth in South Africa, you need to be saving.
Yeah.
And then having this type of flossy type of nature does not try and assist that.
And you know, you break things down quite nicely in your article. Very interesting piece. Yeah. I quite enjoyed going through it. So you go through the lobola element of things. You go through the traditional element of things, and the engagement ring. You go into white weddings. You go into the cost of the house. Very important. And then fancy houses as well. I mean, fancy cars rather, for the both of you. And how all of that just, you know, in the end, just, you know, totals to a lot of money. Has it informed maybe a reluctance on many people, including yourself, in terms of really thinking about getting married and really seeing that as something that, you know, you can do?
My girlfriend is listening. He's listening. Eh?
Excuse.
Not really, yeah, because I think I'll be happy with the traditional wedding itself.
Yeah.
Because of the costs that are involved, and because it's very much an African thing, you know. When you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. So same thing applies to Africa. When you're in Africa, do as the Africans do.
Yeah.
Have an African wedding. Why do we need to adopt a visitor's concept and try magic? We end up getting lost in the mill. I'm pretty much sure a lot of people who come to South Africa are very interested to find out about our culture.
And how we do things.
And how we do things, very true. And then if we are going to shy away from that, then we not only are disrespecting ourselves, our ancestors, our culture, we look very weak.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. 0861-987-000. Do you share the same views as Kagiso Maluma, who's joining us on the line, editor of online magazine Genius Levels? Put together a very interesting piece titled Married in Community of Debt, Why the Black Man Will Forever Be Broke, speaking to just how overburdened the black man is with so many things that we do, and a lot of it really quite unnecessary because we're trying to make an impression and we're trying to have the best of both worlds, which is really quite unnecessary. Necessary, as you say.
And I would say because, like, you know, after the wedding, we've incurred so much debt.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you know, planning forward and to buy a new house or to have kids, you worried about, like, paying for debts that were incurred and spent on a two-day event.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think we should really start to reshape our thinking when it comes to something as big as getting married is concerned, you know? And you rightfully say that many of us want to make these impressions, we want to make statements, we want to outdo certain people. But how important is it that we start to reshape our thinking and really get to celebrate, you know, all of these events in our lives, important events in our lives, in an African context, and really trying to embrace all of that?
I think what we need to do is, like I said, go back to basics.
Yeah.
Go back to African way of doing things. You know, the kids are looking. If we embrace our culture, it's also going to create that, like, whole system of patriotism. Like, I love being an African. I love doing things African way.
Yeah.
And just with that, you're going to inspire a lot of people. Yeah.
0861-987-000 is the number for you to dial to be part of our conversation. You can also tweet at Parfum987 and tweet at Miss Apilele. We also welcome your emails. I've been neglecting my emails there. Apilele@parfum.co.za. 9 minutes now before 3 o'clock. And Kagiso Maluma joining us on the line, editor of online magazine Genius Levels, and having pinned down a really interesting article titled Married in Community of Debt, Why the Black Man Will Forever Be Broke. Do you identify with some of the things that he is talking about? Well, give us a call on 0861-987-000. You can also tweet at Parfum987, tweet at Miss Apilele, as well as at Zamandunga_K. Let's go to Maggie, who's joining us from Benoni. Welcome.
Hi, Apilele, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, I do understand where he's coming from, but I think one thing that we tend to forget as South Africans is that a lot of legislation that came from our pastors has impacted on how we do things within South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, historically, most of the cultures were not basically considered to be married if they were married traditionally, and if people were not married in a Christian manner, you were not considered
married.
You were not considered married, unless you were married in a Christian manner.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we've adopted this as part of, you know, our wedding processes. So it's not necessarily that people are trying to bling. Maybe, yes, we've over-exaggerated it over time.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, let's not forget the fact that we've had so much that's happened to us as a people that we still need to redefine who we are, you know, given all these things. Yeah.
Really raising the issue of colonization there as being a very strong issue when it comes to how we celebrate our unions and really our unions being recognized in the eyes of God, so to speak, because, you know, Christianity came by ship also. 0861-987-000. Michelle calling us from Santon, welcome.
Good afternoon, Apelele. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thanks for asking. So basically my comment now is people, they get engaged today, right? Let me say this year, and then next year after 6 months down the line they want to get married. But then why not save first, because you know you want two weddings?
Sure.
I think it's best to save and not having marriage.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I agree with you. Even if it takes 20 years, Michelle.
Of course, even if it takes 20 years, they have to save for getting married, because who suffers at it? They want to do this for us,
definitely.
But then we'll be settled in our homes,
yeah,
and they're in debt now after getting married.
Yeah, and it's a terrible way to begin a new life, starting with an exorbitant amount of debt. And I think that's why a lot of people encounter a lot of problems, because there's this debt that's in the way. Sally is calling from Leondale. Welcome, Sally.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, is that Apelele?
That's me.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. I just wanted to bring another aspect to the conversation to say that not everybody who marries the Western way does it because of maybe he wants it. But you must remember that in a union, actual union, it involves two people. You'll find that maybe my girl that I love likes to get married in such a manner of which I don't want to. So I will just allow that to happen just because of I compromise, not because of I'm in love with that. So we need also to look at it on that aspect.
Yeah. Whew, okay. Sully calling us from Leondale. Their last caller is Ketani from Centurion. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. My question is, I quite love what the gentleman is actually raising up. Why can't we then glamorize our own way of life?
Yes.
Why is it that we give an opportunity for others to actually then imprint themselves and embed themselves so deep into us that we have lost identity and significance?
Yeah.
I mean, the Indians do their own way of doing things. We've got the Chinese doing their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
Why can't we be able to glamorize and give identity and actually leave a legacy for our children that come in for the future?
Definitely. 100% agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. Ketani calling us from Centurion. Kagiso, Solly raised something quite interesting there, saying that sometimes as men, you don't do these things because you want to, but because it's a way of compromising, because that's what the lady wants. She wants to shine in a white dress. What do you have to say about that?
But then, if it's a little color, then that's a problem, you know. But then, I'm happy that we're starting to raise such topics.
Yeah.
We're creating and unlearning. So hopefully, they get to read the article, and then we have more conversations on this. And then hopefully, they align with what I'm saying and just try to stick to one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the one thing I was thinking about when Solly was talking about all those things, the importance of really just having honest and open conversations with your partner. You know, you're marrying this person. It's very important that person mirrors your value systems. That person shares the same kinds of objectives with you. That person sees the same kind of future with you. And really just mirrors your viewpoint on life. Not so.
Love, very true, because like we refer to them as your second half.
Yeah.
You know? And most of the time, I think maybe the guy's so pressured to try and impress, but like if you can just sit down and discuss with them, maybe this is how my finances are set up.
Yeah.
This is what we can afford. Or like the other caller said, if we're willing to wait and save, let's do that.
Kagiso, your magazine is called Genius Levels. How can we access the article and all the other articles that you have on there?
So it's www.geniuslevels.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit the blog directly, or you can visit our Facebook page, which is Genius Level. We're also on Instagram as Genius Levels, at Genius Levels. We also have another page on Facebook called Mzansi Humor. We post funny articles and sometimes some articles from Genius Level. And you can drop me an email at geniuslevels.com. And I'm also on Twitter as Kagiso_Zinx.
100%. Thank you so very much for your time, Kagiso.
Thank you very much for having me.
An absolute pleasure. Kagiso Maluma, who is editor of online magazine Genius Levels. Thank you to you for sending through your tweets and your emails. We'll be reading those in just a few.